Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your morning update for this Wednesday, March 6th, brought to you by Redemption Shield.
Have you noticed the ever-alarming 400,000 cell towers that have gone up in the United States alone? How about the electronics that reside in every room of our homes and Wi-Fi that runs 24/7? 5G cell phones are carried in our pockets hours on end. Common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, palpitations, headaches, memory loss, and so much more. Redemption Shield is on the cutting edge of offering products that protect your family from electromagnetic and microwave radiation. Start protecting yourself now. Go to redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded today. Use code GFBS and save 10%. Redemptionshield.com.
Yeah, just go to the gfbestsource.com at the bottom of the homepage and you click the shield to order today, all right? Our weather today, we do have a 60% chance of snow. There might be a little bit of rain mixed in there with that. Our high today, about 36 degrees. Well, Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump won their party's primary in Minnesota's Super Tuesday election. Now, Trump besting challenger Nikki Haley 69% to 29%, while 19% uncommitted vote dampened Biden's 70% victory. Now, Nikki Haley will suspend her presidential campaign today after being soundly defeated across the country on Super Tuesday. That's according to people familiar with her decision, leaving Donald Trump the last remaining major candidate for the 2024 Republican nomination. Well, Grand Forks has approved the combining of planning and committee development into a single department. Restructuring expected to save around $130,000 annually. Now, that comes as a result of the pending retirement of Community Development Director Meredith Richards. City Planner Ryan Brooks would oversee that new department. Well, a forensic psychologist testified on day 11 of the trial over who will pay for the costs associated with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Dr. Catherine Kuhlman testified that, in her opinion, the federal government invited and encouraged Dakota Access Pipeline protesters to continue camping on Army Corps of Engineers' land. Dr. Kuhlman said statements the government released used positive reinforcement to protesters to continue their actions. However, she also said the actions of the government did not cause the protesters' behavior, and many people had gathered at the camps prior to the statements, so they could not have been positively reinforced to continue those actions. Well, a bill in the legislature supported by a group of Republican lawmakers would put Minnesota's new flag, state flag, and seal designs to a public vote this fall. We need to let the people of Minnesota have input and be heard in this process, said Senator Steve Drazkowski. Drazkowski said if the public gives thumbs down to the new designs, it's back to the drawing board on the state flag and seal. Well, you know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done while in such a hurry. We're always in a hurry. Same thing with an oil change. In fact, I need one right now. Head on over to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You're usually in and out of there in about 20 minutes while they're changing your oil. They're going to top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, cabin air filter. They also do tranny and coolant flushes. You'll get a discount if you have a fleet or if you're in the military. And they can text and email invoices and coupons. And if you mention Grand Forks Best Source, they'll take $10 off your oil change. They're open Monday through Saturday. No appointments needed either. And you know what? If you live in Grand Forks, pickup and delivery is available too. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, complete oil change, and so much more. Find them at 3325 South 38th Street or call 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Well, former Marvin Windows and Doors president and later vice chair of the board, Frank R. Marvin, died on Saturday at 82. Now, Marvin was the first member of the third generation of the family to be elected to the board of directors. He joined the company in 1969, spent 42 years at the window and door manufacturer headquartered in Warroad. Marvin retired back in 2011. Finally, in sports, girls Class A Region 2 basketball yesterday, Thompson upset the number one seed Grafton 60-57. Region championship games will take place Thursday night. Minnesota girls basketball Class 1A Section 8 subsection championship tonight at the Ralph and Thief River Falls has number 2 seeded East Grand Forks Sacred Heart playing number 1 seed Kitson County Central. That game is at 6 o'clock. Major League Baseball spring training yesterday. Cardinals beat the Twins 5-4. Twins play the Red Sox at 12:05 today. And there you go. That's your morning update brought to you this morning by River Cinema 15. I had them a little mixed up there. Make the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill your next dinner and movie destination in the River Mall in East Grand Forks. I love this place, the Shire. Just a memorabilia-packed restaurant. You can actually take your meal to the movie you're attending to. Now, some of this week's featured attractions are Dune Part 2, Ordinary Angels, Chosen Season 4, Episodes 4 through 6, Demon Slayer, Bob Marley, One Love, Madam Web, Argyle, The Beekeeper, and so many more. In fact, find complete showtimes online at rivercinema15.com. Don't forget about the Tuesday $5 movie special all day long, and Wednesday and Thursdays, $5.50 senior matinee specials. River Cinema, by the way, has luxury recliners now and expanded concessions, and they are now serving adult beverages. They are family-owned and operated. Check them out. Well, we're going to talk with Renee Jensted about the big Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show coming up in April. Should be fun. Make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.